If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Don Lemon from our New York studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Would you say it's time for me to make a mad? And I make a Tom.
You do every Tuesday and Thursday, Tom.
I want Sybil, I want Jay, and I want all the listeners to do me a favor. I want you to type the word Jesus into the Google Images search field, and I want you to see what comes up. Thousands upon thousands of images of a long-haired, bearded, youngish, granola crunchy, tree-hugging type is what you will get. You know, the make love, not war hippie type from the 1970s. So just last week, just as I was contemplating what type of Christmas tree that I wanted to get, how tall, how fat, I happened to walk by the temporary tree shop, crops up every Thanksgiving just down the street from my apartment in Harlem. This year was the same two guys as last year, Adam and Michael. Both are from Vermont. At least they spend most of their year in Vermont when they're not selling Christmas trees. Both are hippie types. Both look like the fictional popular portrayal of Jesus, the movie version. Michael is even a carpenter. So right then it struck me as funny and as interesting that Jesus is selling Christmas trees in my neighborhood, or at least someone who bears a resemblance to the fictional portrayal. I told him to strike a pose, his best Messiah-like pose, took the picture, laughed about it with him and some of the customers, and then I left. And then a few days later, I remembered the photo and I posted it on social media writing, quote, "Look who's selling Christmas trees in my neighborhood. He says his father sent him. Think he's the real one? Well, right, Sybil? The responses came immediately.
Oh my God.
The first few on Twitter read, "It figures your Jesus is white." Come on, bro. White Jesus and the Saturnella tree? Yeah, I said it. Keep it 100, Don, shaking my head. On Facebook, someone wrote, "Jesus was not a white man. Who are you these days? Take a serious step back and think things through." Another poster wrote, "Oh man, I can't even joke about something like that, especially not on a Sunday. A Christmas tree and the Messiah? Ugh. Sorry, Don, not liking that." Someone else wrote, "To all my good, strong black people, Don is an Uncle Tom. You shouldn't be shocked by it." I don't take any of those comments personally because those people really don't know me. To me, everything is material for either a news story or this commentary. But the post that really inspired me to discuss it is a comment in this commentary was from a poster called Soulful Body Movers, who wrote, "Don, you didn't do anything wrong. This post is a good thing. And the issue was overdue for discussion. And I think it's the reason why you got such a great response. I love Christmas and a good laugh. Love conquers all. Peace and love, everybody." This is my kind of person. Someone who takes nothing personally or too seriously, especially a Christian who doesn't judge. Imagine that. Anyone who has read what the Bible says about Jesus knows his origins and what he might have looked like. Dark, wavy hair and dark features. But do we know for sure? No. But what I do know for sure is that for those of us who have studied the Bible, is that Jesus had a sense of humor. Jesus had a sense of humor. Is it really that important if Jesus looked like us, black or white or whatever? Isn't it more important that we act like him and lighten up and turn the other cheek?
See,
Jesus was not white.
Shaking my head. I was like, can't y'all just get a joke? Dang.
Judge ye not. Unless Christians not supposed to judge. Don Lemon making them think and getting them riled up every Tuesday and Thursday on the TJMS.